and welcome to another episode of Pump the Brakes. As always, I'm the host, Eric Evans. Today's little mini episode is going to be the first edition of the Triple Play. If you didn't listen to the prior episode, basically I'm just going to give out three baseball plays a day. I'm either going to record an episode early in the morning or, you know, mid-afternoon. And if I don't have time to do that, if there's day baseball, check us out on Facebook. We have our own page. It's called Pump the Brakes, obviously. Or check us out on Twitter, @_PumpTheBrakes. I'm more active on Facebook as I get more interactions with you guys on Facebook opposed to Twitter. I'm guessing more people just use Facebook than Twitter. This is the Monday after the Mississippi Masters, where some of us survived and some of us did not. If I sound a little sluggish, we're still kind of in recovery mode here. Tomorrow, Blake and I, we're back. The new dad is going to be back on the podcast. We're going to talk a little bit of WrestleMania, which was this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Boy, did that end with a bang. We'll probably talk a little Masters. I just saw some of the lines today in Scottie Scheffler's 4-1 to win the Masters. That's almost unheard of. But let's dive in to the Triple Play. Three plays. Not all plays are equal. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to find three plays a day. I will specify which ones I like more than others. Today I do have three. I like them all pretty equally. So do take that into account. I don't like to force bets if they are not there. If there is a slate of baseball games, I might not like any of them. But this is just going to be for fun. Surely I'll be due here, as I couldn't win a fucking thing in Mississippi. I'm due. That's what it comes down to. I'm due. And the first play, and I'm probably would recommend this every time you can get a line like this. The Dodgers are playing my Minnesota Twins. They are in Minnesota. James Paxton versus Bailey Ober. Bailey Ober is very, very underrated. But if you're going to get the Dodgers at -136, I feel like you just have to do it every time. It's too good of a team. They can literally win any game that they play. And -136 is just value on a team like that that I won't pass up, even if James Paxton is on the mound. The Twins have clearly been struggling this year. I've lost a couple dollars on them this week. The injury to Royce Lewis is making far more of an impact than I have ever imagined. Although, you know, I realize how good of a player he is, but I didn't think he would essentially cripple the offense. But it has. So first play, Dodgers money line, -136. Again, these odds are all according to FanDuel Sportsbook. I only use that as a guide. It's just simple. Everybody knows what FanDuel is. I just use it for simplicity purposes. You may get a better number on a different book. That's on you to figure out yourself. Also, keep in mind, if I give a play out like the Dodgers at 1:23 Central Time, and they play at 6:21 Central Time, if for whatever reason Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani do not play, please be aware that I would no longer make this bet. This is assuming lineups. This is assuming health all around. You know, there are going to be days off that you don't account for, that we don't know. But if something crazy happens, and a lot of the starters are not in the lineup, please be aware that does change everything. Play number two, I'm going Phillies money line. They are at the St. Louis Cardinals. Spencer Turnbull and Miles Michaelis. The Phillies are minus 106. Turnbull looked fantastic in his first start. I don't think we expect that every time he's out there. Miles Michaelis, not the greatest. Kind of struggled so far this year. Been known to get off to a slow start most years. And while he is a workhorse, inning-wise, back-to-back 200-inning seasons, he's not a guy that I'm really worried about on the mound. The Phillies offense does have some success against Michaelis in the past, so I do like the Phillies money line. And the third play is also coming in this game, and the over is 8.5. I like the over. I do think the Phillies get to Michaelis. The over also kind of covers my ass because I don't think Turnbull is going to throw five innings of allowing no runs like he did in his first start. So just to recap, again, quick, simple, short podcast. Dodgers money line, Phillies money line, Phillies Cardinals over 8.5. Good luck, and let's make this money.